get into it? Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm good. I got nothing else to get prepped.
All right, welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
That's me.
This is the big energy opening because I got nothing. I got zilch this fucking week, man.
I got something.
Okay, good.
This is really the only reason I wanted to record this.
Oh. we weren't going to record today because he had shit going on, but then he messages me. He's like, let's record. And I almost was like, I'm just going to ignore this until it's too late because I don't want to because I have nothing to talk about, but fuck it. Let's do it.
So last night, Doria is looking for a movie, right?
Yeah.
And she'll watch trailers for things.
Right.
And there's some movie that came up. I don't remember the name of it, but it's a British movie.
Yeah.
And it's with Anne Hathaway and some large woman. I don't recall her name.
Okay.
Not Melissa McCarthy, though.
All right.
And the whole trailer is a movie where, like, Anne Hathaway's like a con artist, and she, like, basically, I don't know what's the word for it, fleeces men for their money.
Okay.
You know, convinces them to buy her, like, really expensive shit.
Right.
Dips out.
So she's a woman. Zing! Well,
yeah, right. Anyway, also, she meets this large girl who's also trying to do the same thing, except for her shtick is that she is awkward and clumsy.
Okay.
And that's the comedy bit of it.
All right.
And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, you know, like, this used to be a thing where, like, in movies where they'd have big fat guys being these goofy, fucking clumsy assholes.
Right.
But it's like a really played out trope, and they're just starting to do it with women, it seems.
So
I don't get it.
So they're starting to Chris Farley fat chicks?
Yes.
Hey, look, they're gender swapping everything else. Why wouldn't they remake Tommy Boy as Tanya Girl?
But, like, I don't
hey, look, there's Girl Thor and Iron Man Girl and
I understand that.
Ghost Girl Busters, Girl Ghostbusters, and
even the Girl Ghostbusters. Like, all the Melissa McCarthy movies are about, oh, she's fat, goofy, dummy, der. Is that funny?
Ghostbusters would have been better if it was that.
I mean, well, look.
Fuck, that movie was bad.
It was awful. I mean, the only good part was Hemsworth.
Yeah. It sucks, too, because I didn't really hate the cast once I started watching the movie. I'm like, okay, the cast is fine. They could be fine if they were given something funny to... If it wasn't just a fucking the worst script and even worse directing.
Well, I think part of the issue is everything is like trying to be a Judd Apatow movie now.
I mean, oh yeah. Oh my God. Did you see Kavarius posted a thing where Judd Apatow is teaching comedy?
Right. It's funny too. Cause I wanted to post as like, you know what they say. Those who can't teach Jim.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And then you posted almost the exact same thing. I was like, oh, well. All right.
God damn, man.
Yeah.
What a fucking hack.
He's not funny. I don't get it.
But like imagine we had the same cast, right? Those same four ladies. But the movie, like, let's say, like, I don't know, the original Ghostbusters took itself seriously.
I was going to say, like, the movie was directed by Harold Ramis or something if he was still alive.
Or anybody. If it wasn't directed as a comedy, because the original one is funny, but it wasn't
a comedy. Yeah,
it wasn't treated as a comedy. Like, there weren't fucking pratfalls every fucking 2 minutes and fucking pies and faces and shit. And the new one was all just pratfalls and pies and faces. And
because apparently that's the only way they can make women funny is by physical comedy.
It's frustrating. I'm sure there's been a funny movie that stars women. I can't think of it right off the top of my head. There you go. Mean Girls is fucking hilarious.
Movie.
You're absolutely right. Well done.
Yeah. There's been quite a few. Heartbreakers was another good one.
Yeah.
With Sigourney Weaver and
that chick's tits.
Yes.
There's a scene in that movie where, like,
nothing, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes. There's, like, this is, like, one of the only things I remember clearly from that movie. There's, like, nothing going on, and it's just, like, this fucking shot of, like, I don't know, a lagoon or whatever, because they're in Florida. And then an alligator just, like, snaps out of the water and eats a bird or some shit. It's so fucking random.
Yeah, maybe those movies are all just, you know, pre-Hollywood going part retard.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
I don't get it. And I mean, fuck, the Mean Girls was a SNL movie.
Was it?
Yeah, that was a Lorne Michaels production, I think.
Huh. They did not know that. That movie's, yeah, well, sure. I mean, that makes sense. That's why Tina Fey and what's his name are in it? Tim Meadows?
Yeah, I love Tim Meadows.
Sometimes.
He's, I don't know, his delivery just fucking, it works for me.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. I think the problem, okay, my problem isn't Tim Meadows. My problem is fucking
the role he's in.
Adam Goldberg is a fucking hack, and every sitcom he makes is terrible.
Okay, that's fine. But I do like Tim Meadows in that. Also, there's a spinoff where Lainey is a teacher there.
Yeah, that's the one I know Tim Meadows from, because it's on in my break room over lunch all the time, where Tim Meadows is a principal. No, it's not. It's exactly like that other show that's terrible.
I would say it's quite a bit worse, actually.
Mm.
I've tried. It's bad. But I like Tim Meadows, so it's kind of funny. That's the only reason I really tried.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know. Actually, a few of those movies were pretty funny. The one with was that fucking that House Bunny movie with
the chick from Scary Movie?
Yes.
You watched that
Scary Movie? Yeah, it's pretty fucking funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
That's another SNL produced movie.
I'll take your word for it.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty funny though. And that's it. That's all I got this week. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, what was it that you even? Oh, you wanted to talk about some movie?
No, I just wanted to talk in general about fucking, like, comedy now is
terrible.
First of all, awful.
Yeah,
but like, comedy with women is even worse, because it's comedy that wasn't really that funny 25, 30 years ago.
Right.
I mean, Chris Farley movies were fine, I guess. I was never a gigantic fan of them, though.
Tommy Boy is funny. The rest of them are just Tommy Boy, but less funny.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
It's like Adam Sandler. Happy Madison, or like Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison are fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But then he told all the jokes, and you can't just keep making that movie over and over again, because it's not funny the 10th fucking time you make it.
No, not really.
Right, Waterboy is funny too, but
Waterboy was funny. Basically, all of his movies before the 2000s hit were mostly pretty good.
Basically, everything pre Little Nicky.
Yes, Little Nicky was a fucking dumpster fire. Holy shit, that was a bad movie.
Little Nicky was the start of modern comedy, I think.
Holy fuck, you might be right.
Yeah. Because that's what all modern comedies are now, is like Little Nicky jokes.
It was just such a terrible, awful movie. Fuck.
Hey, I eat chicken, guys. This is the joke. I like Popeye's chicken. Get it?
I can remember how fucking mad Kavarius was. So the trailer for that movie, there was a scene where he goes and plays the Chicago record backwards.
Right.
And it's like, worship Satan. Blah, blah, blah. And one of the dudes is in the background. He's like, oh, Chicago's awesome. Well, in the movie, the line was, oh, Chicago kicks ass. And it just wasn't as funny.
Yeah.
Like, the line just fucking fell flat. And I'm like, who decided that was what they should do? Also, yeah. Why would you put that in the trailer if you have to edit it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes no fucking sense.
Well, they couldn't say ass on TV in a trailer.
That's fine. Don't put that don't put that scene in the trailer.
Don't put the only funny scene in the entire movie into the trailer.
And not put it in the movie.
Yeah, that's fair. Or change it.
But Kavarius was so fucking pissed about that. And it was goddamn funny because I don't disagree with him. They ruined that movie pretty badly.
I mean.
I don't know, man. I did watch a couple of movies this week, though.
Did you?
Yeah. I made Doria watch Pacific Heights.
That's Michael Keaton, right?
Yes.
Michael Keaton is like the worst Tenet ever.
Yes.
I haven't watched that movie in probably 20 years. I should hunt down a copy.
I can bring it. I bought, so I was at Pop Culture Exchange, I don't know, earlier in the week.
Nice. I went there. When did they open back up?
Last week, I think.
I went in there like the day they opened back up and bought a Texas Chainsaw Massacre figure. Cause I'm like, oh man, I got to make sure these guys don't go fucking out of business in this fucking nightmare.
Right. So I went in there and I'm like, I was kind of the same thing. I was like, I better find something. And I'm looking through the movies and I found Pacific Heights. And I was like, oh fuck, I'm buying this. And I take it up to the counter and Candy's like, you know, I think you let me borrow that movie a bunch of years back and I never gave it back to you. So you can just have that. I was like, well, okay. I was like, well, then I have to buy something else.
Yeah. Can I please just give you money though? Cause
right.
So I need this around. Store in my life.
Right. So I walked around and I ended up finding something. I don't even remember what I bought, but I bought something for like $25. So
look, yeah. Colin, all I'm saying is China can take everybody's fucking grandma, but they're not taking my fucking nostalgic toys. All right.
Right. Oh, no, I understand. So we watched that. That was pretty fun. And then, what did we watch the next night?
Odd Thomas.
Yeah. She had never seen that movie.
That was one of
you really like both of them.
That was one of the first movies you made me watch when we used to do the make the other guy watch a movie he's never seen segment, which was a great segment.
Yeah, it really was. But it's kind of hard, though, just because so much shit isn't streaming.
Well, no, it was. That's not what the problem was. The problem was you refused to watch all the movies I wanted you to watch.
I mean, yes, because none of them were available.
No, that's not true, because I made sure every movie I suggested to you was on Netflix.
What was the last movie you suggested that I didn't watch?
Existence. Exactly.
Oh, it's because you're trying to get me to watch really bad movies. I think that's what it was.
Just that one. Some of them were good, but that was just a weird Cronenberg movie that I wanted you to make you watch so I had an excuse to watch it because I'd been trying to watch this fucking bizarre-ass Cronenberg video game movie for like 15 years at that point.
Well, we can try to reinvigorate that because it's not like I do anything.
All right, but the rules are you have to watch the fucking movies.
I mean, I think it was just one I didn't watch.
It was all of them every week.
It wasn't.
Totally. I was like, hey, this is going to be the best movie ever. And it was something like, it was like Citizen Kane. And you're like, fuck that garbage.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't streaming.
Mm-hmm. Every movie.
I would totally try to watch that. I've never seen that movie.
Citizen Kane?
Yeah.
If we can find Citizen Kane streaming, we should watch that. Because I've never seen it either.
I haven't seen most of the Criterion collection of movies.
I don't know what they are. So
the cinephile movie. I mean,
I know what the Criterion Collection is. I don't know what the list is.
Well, okay.
I bet I've seen a chunk of them, but my knowledge, like pre-70s, isn't like I haven't seen a whole lot. Like I haven't seen a whole lot of Hitchcock. I want to start watching some Hitchcock. I want to watch The Rear Window real bad. I've never seen that. And Vertigo. You know,
some of that is kind of hard to maybe get into.
Like, I've seen Psycho, and Psycho's fucking... Psycho holds up really well.
Yeah, I think I've seen that a long time ago.
You've probably seen the Vince Vaughn version?
No.
Which is exactly the same movie, except for with Vince Vaughn instead of whoever played him originally.
Gotcha.
Like, whoever directed that movie, I can't remember, literally remade the movie... shot for shot, identical, with a new cast is all. Like, the only thing in the entire movie that was changed literally there was like one 20-second scene added of when Norman Bates is spying on the chick in the shower, he's jerking off, and that's the only thing that was changed in the entire film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Trying to think. Yeah, I guess I don't know. I'd be down to do something like that again.
All right.
Just not just don't like purposefully give me awful movies to watch.
I won't.
It's not fun.
First of all, it's always fun to watch a weird Cronenberg movie.
I don't even know what Cronenberg is. Is it like David Lynch?
No, not exactly. He's like David Lynch, except for body horror. So like weird rubber, weird gooey rubber fucking. Oh, okay. Like, I don't think The Thing is Cronenberg, because that's what's his fucking name. But shit like that is kind of what he does. Let me see if I can look up some movies. I'm sure you've seen at least some of them. I also played a video game this week. I don't think I had played yet last time we talked, called a Fisherman's Tale.
Yeah.
It is a VR game where you are a little puppet of a fisherman in a little model lighthouse. Okay. Going about your daily routine. And then you're building a smaller model lighthouse and with a smaller version puppet of you. And then all of a sudden you're like one of an infinite number of larger and smaller puppet worlds, if that makes sense.
Really? What's it called?
A Fisherman's Tale. It's a VR game.
Oh, VR game. Gotcha.
But, so like all the puzzle solving is like, handing things back and forth between the smaller version of you and the larger version of you.
Mm.
Like, let's say you need a pipe or whatever to fill in this thing. Well, you found a little tiny toy pipe, so obviously that's not going to work for you. So you hand it down to the little guy, and as you hand it down to him, the giant one hands it to you. So they're like mirroring all of your movements.
Ugh.
So you can pass items back and forth between the levels of size. And
that's kind of cool.
It's kind of neat.
Interesting.
Here's the Cronenberg movie everybody knows, The Fly, starring Jeff Goldblum.
All right.
He also did Videodrome, Scanners, some other shit.
Yeah, I never got into his movies.
Nightbreed.
Interesting.
Wait. Hold on.
It's not a
movie. All right. I don't know why Jason X is listed under his fucking movies. That's weird. But, you know, that kind of shit.
Okay.
Weird fucking body horror shit.
Oh, yeah, we also watched...
Nightbreed was Clive Barker. I don't know what the fuck this list is. Why is you... Unless he was, like, a producer on it. Maybe he did the fucking special effects on it. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
We also watched House at the End of the Street.
Is that any good?
I mean, it was fine.
That's Jennifer Lawrence, right?
Yeah. It's like 21 or 22-year-old Jennifer Lawrence and a wife beater the whole time.
Nice.
Which was fine. That was all right. I don't know. It was a thriller. It was kind of... Basically, it taught me one thing. It taught me that if there's a kid in town who everybody thinks is a freak, you're right to beat the fuck out of him.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, that's what... Yeah.
Always pick on the outcast because he's actually a villain. That's right. Good to know.
That was the message I got from it.
That's probably a good positive message.
Also, titties look good in wife beaters. I'm just saying, they just do.
Yeah. I've been thinking about watching that because it keeps popping up in my recommended lists on Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, do it.
All right. I'm done watching The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Not because I finished it, but I'm in season 6 somewhere, and it's no longer available on Hulu, so...
What the fuck?
Yeah, now if I want to finish it, I have to pay for the HBO add-on.
Is... I wonder if Amazon has it.
I doubt it, because it's an HBO show. Too,
but they started doing their tie-ins with...
Right. Which is, like, I think there was just a free HBO free preview going on in Hulu, and it ended.
Mm.
And I'm gonna be honest, I don't really care. I know how the series ends, right? Because it was a big deal when it happened 100 years ago or whatever. And halfway through season 6, I realized that the show has no plot.
Like the story isn't really...
There's no story.
Yeah.
Like, every time they... There's no conflict in the whole fucking series. And anytime there is a conflict, literally it has a heart attack and it's no longer a problem.
Wow. I
mean, every single fucking time. Like, who was the first... Whoever was the first trouble for fucking Tony, I can't remember, but he was like the guy Janice was banging. I can't remember who the actor was.
Oh yeah.
Before Joey Pants. Anyway, and then he hits Janice and Janice kills him. So that's no longer a problem. So you don't have to resolve that. This other guy who was like an informant for the thing that was building up for like 3 seasons, he just had a heart attack. So that wasn't a problem. They spent a whole fucking arc on this lamp they were planting in to spy on Tony. And then his daughter takes it away in the next episode. So that's not a problem. The Russian guy who got away in the woods just never comes back. So that's not a problem. Furio, who's in love with his wife, just goes back to fucking Italy in the next season. So that's not a problem. They set up a million problems. And then like an episode later, they're just like, instead I give up, and they leave or die.
Hmm.
There is no threat. Nothing matters. The entire series has no fucking arc. None of it fucking means anything. Like, he's all worried about everybody finding out he's in therapy, and then they do, and nobody cares, and so that was never a thing. Nothing matters in the whole series. It doesn't say anything or do anything or go anywhere.
Hmm.
It's really well done, and it's really fun to watch and good, but, like, I'm watching season 6, and I'm like, okay, so I'm six seasons into this. They got to be building up to a finale, and still, like... His closest conflict was with Johnny Sachs, and that's barely even a conflict. It's just like, okay, we'll work it out, and then the problem goes away.
Well, season 6 is... I thought you said you didn't have season 6.
I'm like halfway through it. And oh. I was halfway through it, and then it dropped off of Hulu.
Oh, yeah. It's on Prime until May 21st.
Oh, then I'll finish it up, but...
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, no, I can see that. It's been a while since I watched it, but
like, imagine
it's more episodic than.
But it's not that either, because because episode to episode nothing happens. It just the whole series is fucking season 2 of Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Where nothing fucking happens, and they set up fake fucking things that just resolve themselves like a day later, and then none of it, but they don't, but like he doesn't resolve it. They just don't go anywhere. Like fucking Meadow's college roommate, they kept building shit to, and then she just disappeared.
Yeah.
I don't like the closest thing they had to a story arc or something to be like building up to was the chick from fucking Sons of Anarchy was like a police informant, and then they killed her, and then the police are just like, oh, well.
Oh, well. All right. It's been so long since I've watched the show, I can't really.
It's a really good show, but nothing fucking happens, man. It's weird.
Sometimes that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I watched it. It's watchable. It's very good. It's very well done. Tony Soprano's a real piece of shit, and that's entertaining.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he is just a fucking villain. Like, Not even just because he's a murdering mobster or whatever. He's also just a total fucking prick to everybody around him for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, what an asshole.
It's because he's stressed out, man.
Yeah, it's just because he's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, I know. Oh, fuck, that's leaving Prime on May 21st, too. Damn it.
What?
The Wire.
Oh. Yeah, I wasn't going to watch that anyway.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I know.
It's good.
Fuck, that's pretty much all I've done this week is watched. I started watching Community again.
Yeah.
That show is fucking brilliant.
I started watching Cheers again.
Okay.
Because that show's fucking brilliant.
I tried. I got a couple seasons in. It's just not... I can't do laugh tracks, man.
It's not a laugh track. That's Live Studio, buddy.
It's the same fucking thing, man.
It's not, though.
It's exactly... I can't do shows where you have to pause every line of dialogue for fake laughter.
It's real laughter.
It really isn't real laughter. It's laugh signs going on and everybody going, ho, 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 ho. The show's fine. I'm not bagging on the show. I just hate. Okay, I just can't do studio. I just can't do laugh tracks.
It's weird calling a laugh track when it's a live studio audience.
They always say they're a live studio audience.
That one was.
I'm sure it was. But I guarantee you they sweetened it with a laugh track.
Nah, I don't know.
And applause signs.
I don't think so.
I've watched a few episodes. I think they definitely needed to.
The hilarity spoke for itself, buddy.
I mean, I guess. It was no... Fuck, what was the show with Michael J. Fox?
Oh.
It was no Family Ties? No, that's not right. Wait, is that it?
I mean, that's the...
Where he's Alex P. Keaton or whatever?
Yeah, as Family
Ties. Yeah, it's no Family Ties. It's no Three's Company.
I mean, Family Ties was a pretty good show.
Was it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, but was it good? Like, I enjoyed He-Man. He-Man's fucking terrible.
No, it was pretty funny.
I enjoyed Thundercats. You know what I would never, ever recommend anybody watch ever?
Thundercats.
Yeah, it's probably fucking old trash cartoons tier.
Are mostly terrible.
Yeah.
Well, old cartoons that were made for the sole purpose of selling toys are terrible.
Until Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but that wasn't really made for the sole purpose of selling toys.
I mean...
That was a big purpose of it, but it had an actual fucking comic book to, you know...
It was not based off that comic book at all. It
still had a lineage.
That's fair.
Whereas the other ones did not.
He-Man had a comic book.
Yeah, after they invented the toys.
Designed to sell toys. He-Man had a tie-in comic book as a marketing plug.
Yeah, that's funny, too. Like, I tried watching some of those old cartoons. Some were so bad. Like, I was trying to watch Darkwing Duck, and I'm like, fuck, this is not good.
Darkwing Duck, I don't understand the fucking ridiculous love for, because I don't think it was... I didn't like it back then. Like, I get it.
Duck of Mystery, champion of right. Like, I think it had a good theme song.
That's the thing. But it was never as good as, like, fucking DuckTales.
Something in scheme... But his number's up 3, 2, 1.
Duck. It wasn't even as good as fucking Rescue Rangers.
Rescue Rangers was all right, I guess.
I mean, Rescue Rangers had that hot little fucking mouse. The little. Oh my. Yeah. That little mouse is why everybody's a furry now. I promise. That mouse and Minerva Mink from fucking Animaniacs.
Oh my god. Yeah, there was I'm trying to think of what other shows. You know what was a good show?
What?
It was fucking funny. Freakazoid.
Oh yeah, Freakazoids. Dude, any of the Spielberg shit from that era is genius.
It's fucking good.
I have Freakazoid on DVD. It's
nice.
Phenomenal. Yeah, Freakazoid, Animaniacs, fucking Batman the Animated Series, Pinky and the Brain, fucking Tiny Toon Adventures. All that fucking Spielberg shit from that era is phenomenal.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I think maybe that's why did he do that? Why did he decide to? Was he just a producer or did he direct?
Originally, I think a little of he just loved animation, and there hadn't been high quality animation in so long, and he's just like, fuck it, I'm bringing it back. So he did Tiny Toon Adventures and then Animaniacs and fucking.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
And I think he just produced Batman. That was fucking Paul Dini and Bruce Timm mostly.
Okay.
And then, yeah. And then Freakazoid and this Pinky and the Brain's been off. But yeah, man, I think he just wanted to like bring some high budget animation back to TV. Cause he was fucking Steven Spielberg and he's the only person who could get away with it. What are you going to do? Tell him no?
Yes.
Right?
My dad.
What?
Remember I was responding to my dad. He just sent me a message and tried calling me.
Yeah. Be like, hey, I'm in the middle of a thing.
I did.
I'm busy here. Yep. I'm big and important.
Let's see. What else did I do? I played, I played a little bit of some games, I guess.
Yeah.
I was playing, Ori and the Blind Forest.
That game is so good.
It's pretty cool. You know what a real weird thing that happened was?
What's that?
I bought that PlayStation 4 over Christmas.
Okay.
And like the battery for the controller is fucking dead.
Yeah.
Like it will not hold a charge. Is that common?
It probably if it was mistreated.
Like, I mean,
I think if you just leave it, it's a new console.
Yeah.
Oh, then no. Send it back to Sony. They'll replace it probably.
I just ordered a new battery for $10. So
no, you're just going to replace it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've never had a problem with my controller.
Yeah, this thing like is never. I think for like the first week I had it, it was fine, and then after that, like I unplug it and it dies almost right away.
Yeah, like they die quick, but you should at least get a few days of use out of them.
Yeah,
like they do not. They're not like old Xbox controllers where a couple AA batteries will last you like 3 months. But
okay,
like. But a charge should last you a few days or a week at least.
Gotcha. No, these do not.
Not fucking 20 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
Huh.
Did we talk about trying to play the Blood Omen games? Oh, yeah, we did, because you said you'd like to play Soul Reaver.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Man, there's not enough VR games. I need more. No. I'm out of like VR games that I can or will play. It's a bummer. Cause I want more games like fucking like I Expect You to Die where you're just sitting there solving puzzles and shit.
Yeah.
They're so fucking fun, but there's so few of them. And most shit you're like moving around and it fucking makes me nauseous.
Yeah, it sucks.
I did play this game that was like, I don't know, 15 minutes long that I've had forever and just like forgot about. It was just something I downloaded for free or for like $2 or whatever, where you're like a mobster in, it's basically like Snatch the video game, but like with shootouts.
Yeah.
And it starts off and you're just in a back bar and this dude who looks and sounds kind of like Bricktop comes in and starts fucking talking about stealing this diamond. And then you just like, you know, You shoot some guys and fucking steal a diamond and then you're in a car chase shootout and that's like, that's it. That's the whole game. But still, when you're sitting there in the bar, you can like pick up a cigar and light it and smoke it and shit like that. And that's always fun to me. Any fucking VR game where you can grab a cigar and smoke it, I think is awesome.
All right. That's cool, I guess.
Next time you're over, I'm going to make you play I Expect You to Die and you'll understand.
Okay.
You'll put the hat on and smoke the cigar and grab the lighter and light it. And you'll be like, okay, this is dumb as shit and I can't stop doing it.
Get addicted to virtual smoking.
Yes, exactly.
Like it's just something to do with my hands, man.
Yeah. It's just like the fact that like you can pick everything up and do the thing with it that you should be able to do with it is so right. fucking fun for some reason. It's such a novelty that it's entertaining.
I get that. I'm trying to see if I got anything else. I'm seeing a whole lot of this. You know, where we got the whole political spectrum of people either wanting to be locked in their houses forever or people not wanting to do anything at all to try to prevent getting a disease.
Yes. I'm on both sides of that.
I am too.
Cause
I'm in the middle because I hate both of them. I hate both sides of that.
No, I want to be able to go anywhere and do anything and get the disease so I can get locked in my house for 2 weeks.
Fuck. All right.
God damn it. I want my 2 weeks. That's money the company can pay me that I'm not going to. That's basically the money stealing from me if I don't get sick and get my 2 weeks. You understand that?
Yeah, I get it. Shit.
Is that not where you were going with that?
No.
Oh, what's your thought on it?
Well, I'm seeing all these posts on Facebook, and it's one thing or the other. It's like, just stay home.
Yeah.
You don't need to go anywhere. I'm like, right. Well, that's not necessarily true. But then the other posts of people like going, I'm not going to wear a mask. It's like my Auschwitz number.
Yeah.
Well,
it's exactly the same.
God damn it. Like
masks. I'm going to get a little gold star and attach it to my mask.
Oh, fuck.
Isn't it the same exact thing?
I don't understand why people are fighting so hard against wearing masks. I mean,
I do.
Look, I know what you're going to say. They don't work.
No, I wasn't going to say that at all. I don't care if they work or not.
Then why?
This country was founded on people just throwing a tantrum about paying taxes on teas, man. This is who we are. Personal freedom above all else. You know that state where it says live free or die? That's not just a catchy phrase, man. If you don't fucking look, they're living the gimmick. What do you want?
I suppose.
Like, somebody fucking posted, like, somebody holding a live free or die sign as at a protest onto Imgur. And they're like, well, you're going to live free or get corona. I'm like, read the fucking sign. You think they don't mean it? You think, like, you think that, you know, they're holding a sign that says live free or die. So live free or get a severe head cold is going to fucking, oh, that's the line. I'll die for my principles, but I won't risk a severe head cold. You know, duh, yeah. You fucking idiots. But also I get it. I've been wearing my mask for the most part.
I have too. And I mean,
I look like an idiot. Sometimes. But,
get a cool mask.
But also, I'm kind of excited about it because I'm in generally a hypochondriac anyway, so this is the first time I can wear a mask in public when I want to and not look like a fucking idiot.
Or like you're trying to rob somebody.
Right.
Yeah, I get that. Totally get that.
I don't know, man. It's over. Go ahead.
I'm tired of listening to people argue about it.
Sure. Yes.
And like, cause definitely on one hand, it's like, I keep seeing people post all these articles like, oh, since Texas reopened, there's cases have gone up this much. I'm like, well, I don't think anybody expected otherwise.
Right.
Like, of course it's going to happen. Like, it's like you said, last week or the week before, like, we're not stopping this thing. It's like, we're not going to stop it.
No, basically. That was never the idea. They never thought we could.
Right.
The idea.
Because it's impossible to quarantine everybody for, you know, however long you'd need to, which is up to like 2 months with this shit.
Right.
It won't happen.
And not just this fucking quarantines like we're doing, like you're going to have to shut everything down. So you're good. I hope you have 2 months worth of rice in your basement. I hope you're fucking Mormon.
Right. No, that's not how that works. I did read one interesting factoid today.
Yeah.
Douglas County's got like, I think we got 2,000 cases here now.
Yeah.
75% of them are minorities. And like 75% of that is Mexicans.
It's quinceañera season, man. Of course it is. What's the problem?
I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
I also think it's interesting that I've seen a few Mexicans and I never see them wearing any kind of masks.
Well, why would they? Shit, man. You think, like, I don't know. Who? All right. So the two most ideologically similar groups in this fucking country are hardcore conservative rednecks and Mexican immigrants.
Right.
It's a fact. Like, I've met a bunch of both, and they all think exactly the same.
Yeah, pretty much.
They love
their church.
Yeah.
And basically having barbecues.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And being left the fuck alone to do it. I don't.
Yeah.
And they both hate illegal immigration.
Yes.
For basically the same reason. They're like, fuck, they're going to take my job.
Yeah.
I'm already here doing this job. If they come in and do it cheaper.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
I mean, also everybody's like complaining about they just think fucking people are disposable or expendable or fucking whatever, right? I can't remember the word.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if you have gone to Burger King since this started, or
you don't give a fuck about them.
You're exactly the same.
Right.
Why does your conveniences are those people's lives are less important to you than fucking somebody who works at a different restaurant or fucking whatever, or my fucking favorite local game stores? Like, if you've gone anywhere other than maybe to a grocery store to buy 10 pounds of fucking rice so you don't have to leave your house for a month, then you think people are just, then you think there's a certain limit of life that is fucking, if you own an iPhone, you already don't give a shit.
Correct.
I guess is my point. So I get it.
I got a few posts people have made that have made me scratch my head because people are dumb.
Yeah.
People aren't out protesting to be waitresses and hairdressers again. People are out demanding that their waitresses and hairdressers go back to work. The idea is to force the service industry to serve them despite the risk to the servers.
Right.
If you've ever wondered what modern white America would think about slavery today, consider the white woman yelling and screaming because no one will dye their frosted bangs. They feel every bit as entitled to own the lives of others as they did 150 years ago.
I guarantee you that person has gone to a Starbucks this week.
Yeah.
So how are they better? And they posted that from their fucking iPhone.
And their name is Anna Caffeina.
Yeah. So I guess as long as the fucking people whose lives are being destroyed are fucking being destroyed in China to make your fucking technology, it's okay. But.
Well, I guess what I'm thinking is that they believe the government can just continue paying people indefinitely.
Well, they definitely think that because, I mean, Bernie Sanders has been saying it for fucking 5 years now.
But it can't.
Well, why not?
But, well,
they just print more money, right? That's how it works.
I guess.
Also, all that money matters because if you have nothing to spend it on, I mean, people are going to keep going to work at the fucking food store if they can just go get free money.
Right. Oh, here's another one. Somebody posted like an annoying, in quotes, astrology is fake.
Yeah.
Like, when people say that, they reply, so is capital, Brad, credit, interest, stocks. It's all widgets, imaginary constructs we assign arbitrary value to. Money is pieces of paper with squiggles on it. We could all decide it doesn't exist tomorrow, but you'd rather lick boots than think of stars. I'm like, well, See, here's the thing. Like, the monetary system has, like, a tangible, like, it's got value.
Right.
That we agreed upon.
Money is, I mean, yeah, it's kind of a made-up construct, but it's representative of two very important things. It's a way to trade your time for food.
Right.
That's it. It's a representation of your time that you can trade for food.
Yeah.
That's what money is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, until you can actually expend time like in that fucking movie where they all have their life tattooed on their wrist. I don't remember the name of that movie. I don't know, man. Everybody has like a little time on their wrist that's ticking down to when they die and they can spend and receive time for shit. Running time? I don't know. Something like that. Time.
Oh, that's an older one, isn't it?
It's, I mean, everything after 2000 is still brand new to me.
Oh, geez, never mind. I was going to say, isn't that like the plot of like Soylent Green or something?
No, you're thinking of, Logan's Run.
There you go.
But Logan's Run is just, you can't get more time in Logan's Run. At 30, you're dead. At 30, you go to Carousel.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Logan's Run's great, though.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Logan's Run is invented Tinder. Most people don't know that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's basically a teleporter in his bedroom, and it fucking, you swipe left on the girls you don't want and swipe right on the girls you do want, and if they swipe right on you, they teleport to your room and you fuck.
Okay.
I can't remember what they called it. I think I talked about it on the show once, but yeah, Tinder was literally invented by Logan's Run.
Interesting.
Yep.
Oh, here's another boomer post. You might not want to hear this.
I don't.
And it's a picture of Morgan Freeman. But forcing people to wear masks has nothing to do with safety. It's an experiment to see who's a follower and who isn't.
I mean, it's not about safety. It's about the illusion of safety, which is kind of sometimes, look, just like the TSA and, right, you know, a million other things.
TSA is definitely security theater.
Right. And that's the point. Almost everything we do is about fucking theater, and then it works because if people think they're safe or think they're being watched, they don't fuck up.
Yeah, we are pretty stupid.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You got anything else, or should I just go to the email?
Go to the email.
TheLoudNeighbors@outlook.com is an email address. You can send us an email just like Mimsy does every week. She says, agreed, 1917 is visually pleasing, and that's about the only reason to see it. If it didn't have its crazy cinematography, I feel people would hate it. What do you think about that?
I mean, she's still wrong. It was still a good movie.
All right. Thanks for the compliment on my painting. You're welcome. I thought it was really good, even though Colin hated it. Nothing to say?
No.
Okay. So, fun thing happened. Got a random note from my ultra-Catholic mom. Oh. By note, I mean a snail mail card. She sent a mail card. Wow. In it fell out a prayer card and nice note saying how now is the time to have faith and not be me. Lol. Thanks, Mom. So, Mimsy isn't necessarily religious. Mm-hmm. And her mom is very religious.
Right.
So that's funny. So we have to do 42 hours of professional development between the 21st and June 6th. Cue my brain turning to mush. I don't know what professional development means. I don't know what any of that means. But it sounds terrible.
Probably some boring shit.
I thought you were supposed to have the summer off. God damn. Even when you can't go to school, they're making you make up work. You guys aren't going back to work next year. Why bother with any of it? School's done, man. That's the best thing to come out of this is that people are going to realize school is a people are going to realize what a scam public school is.
No, they won't. So here's the thing. Most people with kids that are trying to homeschool them are failing miserably at it.
Yeah.
Because normal people aren't equipped to, well, for one, most people aren't equipped to teach their children.
That's true. Like,
you know,
also, most people aren't equipped to raise their fucking children, so not having a babysitter 8 hours a day is driving them nuts.
But the other thing, like, I mean, shit, Dory is a teacher and has trouble teaching her daughter, mostly because when it's your kid, they don't want to fucking listen.
Well, that's why...
when she's in school, she does fine, but when she's at home, she's like, I'm going to push the envelope and try to get away with it as much as...
Colin, you went to Catholic school for a while, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You have a ruler in that house somewhere, don't you?
Yep.
There you go.
You're not allowed to do that anymore.
Ah, look, just don't leave a bruise. There's no evidence. What are you going to do?
I did see a post yesterday of a nun, and it was like, we're bringing back nuns out of retirement to enforce social distancing measures. A nun just holding a ruler.
Whack.
Ah, fuck.
Anyway, goddammit, you rained on my parade that my property taxes might go down, so thanks.
Yeah, so there you go.
Goddammit. Do I still have to pay property taxes? Do we still have to pay the schools when they've been closed for 3 fucking months? Seems unfair. Yeah,
they're still upgrading them and stuff, so.
I want some of that money back.
Good luck with that. I have to go next month and... I try to dispute my property taxes because they fucking cranked them up on me.
Good luck with that. I get to fucking stop paying mortgage insurance.
Nice.
So that's exciting for me.
That is exciting.
Heard there was an update on Apex. Rip seeing my boyfriend for a while. He's been playing until you fell. He's been playing until you fall a lot. That's been interesting. You should try. I don't know what Until You Fall is. So I'll have to look that up. Cheers, Mims. And it wasn't capitalized, so it didn't look like a title. It's just, he's been playing Until You Fall a lot. That's been interesting. So, like, I don't know if he's playing games until he falls over or what.
It's a game.
Okay.
Until You Fall.
What's it about?
Let's see, overwhelmingly positive. It is a... Grow stronger as you battle through an awesome neon environment and strike down magic-infused monstrosities. Fantasy and synthwave collide in this physically active VR hack-and-slash roguelite.
Oh, I bet it's not on PSVR, but I will look it up. You know what I want to get for my PlayStation, my VR?
What?
There's this fucking game called, like, I can't remember the name, but it's like Ben or Jim or Steven's Plank Adventure. Yeah. And you... put a piece of board or platform or something on the floor and then like set your controllers around it to measure its size. And then you stand behind it and then you go into the VR, and then in the VR, you're like in an elevator and the elevator opens and there's a board sticking out the elevator, the size of the thing, the size and position of the thing on the floor. And then you step onto it and you're like 100 stories up. Balancing on the board, but the board, since you're actually standing on a real life plank, like the immersion is incredible. You look down and you're like 100 feet in the air on a thin little piece of wood. Yeah. So I want to buy that real bad. Like that's all it is. That's the whole thing, but.
Right.
So that sounds fun.
Why is the Final Fantasy IX, $21 on fucking Steam?
Fuck that version. Buy it on Switch.
Is it not good?
It's the same version. It's on the Switch, but on Switch it's like $12.
I don't have a Switch.
So. I would not spend $21 on that version.
No. Well, especially not when I have it on fucking PlayStation.
It looks way better. Like, they really cleaned up the... particularly the character models. There's only so much they can do with the backgrounds, obviously. But the character models look beautiful in it.
Okay.
I have it. I got it on sale one time for like $8 or some shit, but you know.
Yeah, we talked about it like every day for every podcast for like 3 years. It was terrible.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds like me.
That sounds right.
Fuck, I got nothing else, man.
Yeah, me neither.
All right. we managed to get an hour out of a day we were planning on not recording because we had nothing to talk about, so that's good.
Because we're fucking good at this.
We are really good at this. Thanks for listening.
Deuces.